Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for the time we can share your word. Lord, I pray that you'd open our hearts and our minds and that we would then apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're in John chapter 15 and 16 this evening, and we're going to be looking at the work of the Holy Spirit. And the point of our study tonight is that the Holy Spirit always magnifies the work of the Lord Jesus. I don't know about you, but do you remember, or maybe you've been to New Orleans during the parades and the Mardi Gras, things like that. People parade all up and down the street, and you know what? It's not a silent parade. It really isn't. Everybody within shouting distance knows what's going on. The Holy Spirit's role is like a parade, but it's for a far greater reason, of course. He works tirelessly to lift up and to magnify the Lord Jesus. He works in and through our lives to draw attention to someone worth celebrating, the Lord Jesus. And since that's a role of the Holy Spirit, I wonder why it is we spend so little time talking about him. Jesus gave us really great insight into this question. John chapter 15, verse 26 said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me, and you shall bear witness, because he has been with me from the beginning." You know, it wasn't easy for Jesus' disciples to know that he was leaving. He had told them that. During his last night before arrest, he explained why it was a good thing that he was leaving in John chapter 14. He explained in terms of a gift. But it wasn't just any gift. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit would do two things for them. First of all, he would testify about Jesus, and then he would empower the disciples to testify about Jesus. So just before he ascends into heaven, you remember in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, "And you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth." Now, the disciples might not have understood just then how powerful those two statements are, but they'd soon find out. When you go to the book of Acts, it records the first time that they saw the power of God. On the day of Pentecost, the celebration turned into amazement. Without warning, the Holy Spirit came from a rush and made something unprecedented happen. In verse 3 in Acts chapter 2, it says, "They appeared unto him cloven tongues of fire, sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance." You see, the Spirit empowered the disciples to preach about him in a way that we didn't know we could understand. Over and over in the book of Acts, we see people doing amazing things through the Holy Spirit. Healing people, casting out demons, preaching in unusual places. And in every single time, the purpose was to proclaim the good news about Jesus. Even in the Great Commission, as Jesus is about to leave, he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus never expected us to evangelize and disciple others on our own. We're to rely on the Holy Spirit in our lives. Folks, as Christians, we are never alone. We are never forgotten. We're never left to ourselves. Jesus gave us a commission, and then he gave us a power to carry it out. How the Holy Spirit works through us can vary from person to person, but it's always the purpose of pointing others and testifying about the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 16, verse 7, it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Well, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, and of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. You know, folks, many times we are blind to our own shortcomings. And we can be just as blind to our own sins. One of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to make us aware of our sins. And he works through us to make others aware of their sin and the truth of the gospel. Note that Jesus said, I will send him unto you, and when he comes, he will reprove the world of righteousness and of sin and of judgment. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes to us, he will do his convicting work through us. Boy, that's a powerful thought, isn't it? As we share the gospel witness for the Lord Jesus, the Spirit uses our witness to convict unbelievers of sin. Now, he convicts them all of all sins, but most importantly, as verse 9, Jesus goes on to say, of sin because they believe not in me. It's the sin of unbelief. But then it says, of righteousness. You know, believers today can sense unrighteousness, things that aren't exactly right. But the Holy Spirit convicts them of the sin. He leads them to see the truth of who the Lord Jesus is, who the righteous, holy Son of God. Jesus clarified that. He said in verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And then of judgment. Satan and our sins were judged on the cross. Our sins were judged and dealt with through the death of Jesus. And folks, our salvation is complete. Nothing to be added to it. Verse 11, Jesus said, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So as we share the truth of the gospel, the Spirit convicts the unbeliever of their sin, of the truth of who Jesus is, and how sin and judgment was dealt with at the cross. And once a person comes to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in him. But not only that, we are also sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. And he continues to convict us when we sin. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us, and he does everything for us that Jesus did for his disciples. How amazing! Followers of Christ have the exact same Spirit that Jesus promised his disciples, and he dwells within us to empower us and guides us in three particular ways. Look at verse 12 in John chapter 16. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto me. The Holy Spirit seeks to glorify Christ. The Holy Spirit does not call attention to himself. Did you hear me? The Holy Spirit does not call attention to himself. He casts every eye on the resurrected King. Folks, beware of anyone who would tell you of the magnificence of the Holy Spirit and talk to you about everything that the Holy Spirit does and never mention Jesus. Be careful, because the Holy Spirit's responsibility is to uplift the Lord Jesus. In verses 13 and 14, Jesus identified several things that the Holy Spirit does. He guides us into all truth. He speaks Jesus' words to us, and he glorifies the Lord Jesus. They're not separate from one another. You see, by guiding us into all truth, the Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus. Bringing glory and honor to Jesus is a part of everything that the Spirit does. The work of the Holy Spirit is the key theme in Romans chapter 8. In verse 13, it talks about helping put to death the deeds of the flesh. That's a responsibility of the Holy Spirit. In verse 14, he leads us and he directs our steps. In verse 16, he testifies that we belong to Christ. And the Holy Spirit helps put to death the deeds of the flesh. We no longer walk as children of darkness, but as children of light. And that brings glory to the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit directs our steps towards those actions and activities that glorify the Lord. So the Holy Spirit gives us the tools to live a Christ-glorifying life. And learning to obey Him is a process, I know that, but it will be the most joyous journey in your life. Amen? Well, that ends our Bible study for this evening. Next week, we're going to be looking at the return of the Lord Jesus. Oh, even so, come Lord Jesus. But you know what? Sunday's coming. We'd love to see you in church. Remember this, folks. God is good all the time. See you next time.